Hi, good morning. This is Courtney on a recorded line.
Good morning, Courtney. This is John,
Hi,
and I
John.
have a new claimant. Hi, for her Depo-Vera claim. Her name is Anna Alicia Van Omeren.
Okay, go ahead and transfer. Thank you so much.
All right. And Miss Annalisa, I have Courtney on the line for you.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, Annalisa. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Okay. Again, my name is Courtney, and this is on a recorded line. And at any time, if we are disconnected, it's the 734-234-5818, your phone number? 5717. I'm so sorry. Okay. If any time we are disconnected, I'll call you from a 949 area code. I will be sending you my contact information just so you have it moving forward. I will be your intake specialist, okay? And I see
okay.
that you have questions regarding, or not questions, you wanted to see if you could participate in the lawsuit regarding the Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so you want to see if you meet the requirements. You didn't have an attorney at this time, correct?
Correct.
Okay. You are willing to affirm under penalty that you haven't sought legal representation or any advice from any other law firm regarding this matter, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then you were diagnosed with, hold on one second. You were diagnosed with the mediastinal tumor after using Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. How are you doing today with everything?
Better now. It was pretty bad for a while, but I'm
yeah.
doing much better now.
Well, I'm good. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah. Okay. So let me just pull this up really quick. Sorry. I'm just pulling up the form for you and everything. Did you have a nice weekend?
I did. Thank you.
Good. Good. Okay. So you are filing on behalf of yourself. You are a citizen and resident of the United States, correct?
Yes.
Okay. When do you know your date of diagnosis with the mediastinal tumor?
It was May.
Okay.
May 2015.
2015?
Yes.
Do you know a date, like if in May, what day it was, like? Was it beginning of the month, end of the month?
No, I know it was the beginning of the month. I want to say,
let me look at the, I can look up the calendar for you.
The fifth. I want to
okay.
say the fifth. May
okay,
fifth.
So May 5th, 2015, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And to the best of your knowledge, if at any time you have to change that when you speak to the attorneys, you can always update that. They will pull medical records as well, mm-hmm. okay? And then,
okay.
What is your date of birth?
7/17/86.
Hey, I'm 86 too. You're older than me. I'm 8/11/86. 7/7/1986. Great year. Okay. And then did you have any friends or family members or anybody else that you know that was diagnosed with the mediastinal tumor after using Depo that needed help filing a claim?
No, not to my knowledge.
Okay. If you ever have come across anyone, you can always give them our information, okay? And then, Ms. Vanderim, I want to make sure I have your name spelled right because I don't know if you spelled it right. It's Anna Alicia.
Correct.
Okay. And then, your last name is Vanderim?
Vanderim, yep.
Okay. So Vanomeren?
Correct.
Two M's? Okay, perfect. I just want to make sure that it's spelled right. All right. So did you only consume the brand name injectable of the Depo-Provera for at least a minimum of
yes.
a year? Okay. All right. And then you never used a generic brand, correct? Did you ever switch to a generic brand for a minimum of a year, or did you only use Depo?
No, only Depo.
Okay. So you did use Depo-Provera for a minimum of a year, correct?
Correct.
And you can confirm at least four injections prior to your diagnosis, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then you used DEPA between the years of January 1992 to present date, correct?
Correct.
Okay. To the best of your knowledge, when did you start using DEPA? Do you remember that?
Yep, I started in February 2011.
Like February 1st, 2011?
February 10th, 2011.
February 10th, 2011, and then when did you stop?
It was around April 2014, April 12th to be exact.
April 12th, 2014. Perfect. Okay. Okay, so 2010 to 2011 to 4/12, 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And then Gmail. Okay. I apologize. I'm on the West Coast, and you were my first call, so I didn't have my thing up. Okay, here we go. Okay, and then can you just go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
Female.
And then what is your marital status at this time? Are you single, married, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Okay. Did you have a suffix in your name? Are you a junior or a second or anything?
No.
Okay. And then I have your email as Anna, A-N-A, and then Vanarama, your last name, at gmail.com. I have your primary phone number. It was your cell phone as 734-234-5817.
Correct.
Okay. What's the best time of day do you prefer the attorneys to call you, morning, afternoon, or evening?
Afternoon.
Okay. And then can you go ahead and verify your social for me?
382-981330.
Okay. 382-981330. And then what is your current mailing address?
8720 Canterbury Lane. Newport, Michigan, 48166.
Cowanberry Lane, where was it? Oh, it just popped up. I just had it. Coventry, no, wait. 8720 Canterbury?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's C-A-N-T-E-R-B-U-R-Y?
B-E-R-R-Y.
Okay, so Canterbury Lane, and then what was the city again? Newport.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan. It's Newport, Michigan, correct?
Yeah.
Newport. All right. Hold on 1 second. And that's Monroe County?
Yes.
48166, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Is that a house? Is there a unit number or anything?
It's apartment 11.
Apartment 11, okay. All right, hold on 1 second. Okay, and then did you know who your diagnosing doctor was?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you with your phone.
Oh, do you know who your diagnosing doctor was, your neurologist? Do you know what was his name?
His name was Dr. Donald Seyfried.
Seyfried?
Yep, Seyfried.
All right, and he's in Detroit, correct? Yep, I found him. All right, and then was he your treating doctor as well?
Yes.
Okay, and then where were you treated at when you... what hospital did you go to or facility?
Henry Ford.
Henry Ford, okay. All right. And then did you have any other doctors?
My prescription doctor was Dr. Danilo.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Henry Ford Hospital. All right. And Henry Hospital is 2799 West Grand Avenue or Boulevard?
Correct.
Oops. All right. Let me just get this. I'm just copying this information for your file. What type of treatment did you undergo? Did you have to do any type of surgery, radiation, chemo?
Yep, I had to have a surgery to remove the tumor.
Okay.
And then I had a chemo.
Radiation?
Which was four cycles for 4 months.
Oh, my goodness. And then what, targeted or pain therapy as well, correct? Or pain treatment?
Yeah.
Pain management, mm-hmm. as I should say. And then how are you doing today with everything? Are you still struggling?
Like I said, I'm managing it much better now. I was really sick at first, like nausea, lots of fatigue, hair loss. But like I said, I'm better now. The medicine is managing it much better now. So
okay,
I have more good days than bad days.
Do you still have to go like every 6 months or?
No, I'm done with the chemotherapy.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good that you're done at least with the chemo and don't have to. And were they able to completely remove the tumor?
Yes.
That's wonderful. I know it causes like severe headaches and blurry dizziness and things like that. Okay, so what was the name of the pharmacy that you used? Did you use the Henry?
It's a CVS pharmacy.
Okay, and where is that located at?
That's in Monroe as well. It's 919 South Monroe Street.
Okay, I found it. Yeah, 919 South Monroe. Perfect. Okay. I'm just getting all this information so we can put it on your case. Okay. And then what was your name of your other doctor? Your
Dr. Danilo Donna.
I'm so sorry, I put this wrong. Okay. Doctor, I'm sorry, say his name again.
Danilo Donna.
Danilo. Okay. Danilo is his first name, or?
Yeah, that's the first name. Donna is the last name, D-O-N-A.
Okay, yeah, I found him. And was he the prescribing doctor, or was he your pain management doctor?
That was my prescribing doctor.
Okay. Did he also do your pain management too?
Yes.
Okay. Is that, but he was the one giving you the depot originally?
No, so I went to Planned Parenthood for the depot.
Okay. What Planned Parenthood did you go to?
The one on Cass Street in Detroit, Michigan.
I think everyone our age went to Planned Parenthood because that's where I went. Because we didn't want our moms to know. I didn't want my mom to know. Our generation. Okay. Let's see. I almost did the injection too. I have the implant and now I'm kind of scared. I feel like I should take it out because of all of this stuff and doing what I do. It's like between this and the hair relaxer, it's crazy. Like what's happening with, you know, the things that are going in people's bodies, and it's just,
yeah, very
at such a young age, you know what I mean? It's like, crazy.
Yeah, okay. I thought about that too because my mom used to perm my hair when I was younger. I'm like,
yeah. Well, and my grandma did it. So my grandma, I mean, she's Caucasian, but she did a perm literally once a week, and then she ended up dying of ovarian cancer. And I'm like, dude, that's one of the main reasons. It's probably because she liked her hair like straight and stiff. It was, Okay, did you ever have any prior diagnosis of cancer?
No.
Okay. And then did you have medical records to show your proof of injury, or do you have medical records that you could obtain if needed?
Yes.
Okay. And you could provide them either electronically or in the mail if they ask.
Okay.
Okay. And then they do request an emergency contact number. This is just in case something unfortunate is to happen to you. Annalisa, and this is only, they'll only reach out to them if they're, you know, you've become unable to reach for a long extended of time. So you can put someone that lives with you or doesn't. It's completely up to you.
Okay.
Did you have someone you want to live with?
I'll put my mom.
Okay. What's your mom's name?
Fanny, F-A-N-N-I-E.
Same last name?
Yes. No, I'm sorry. She's married. It's Smith, S-M-I-T-H.
Okay. And then did you know her phone number?
313-779-8363.
8363. All right, perfect. And that's your mom. All right. And then you do get permission to contact her if needed.
Yes.
Right, okay. Okay. So everything looks good. So we're pretty much done. I'm just filling in some extra stuff that I needed to put. I'm just going to confirm everything, summarize it for you, and then I'm going to go ahead and send you a DocuSign agreement for you to review and sign while you're on the phone with me. And then basically from that way – not live. Okay, so I got to do this one. Okay. Basically from that perspective, what will happen is I can walk you through it. It's pretty self-explanatory and so forth. So let me go ahead and just summarize what's going on right now. Annalisa, you are filing a claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with a meningioma tumor after using Depo-Provera for a minimum of a year. You are a citizen and resident of the United States, and your date of diagnosis was 5/5/2015, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And you were willing to affirm you didn't sign any documents, correct?
Yes.
Your date of birth was 7/7/1986, correct?
7/17.
7/17. See, that's why I do a double check. 7/17/1986. Perfect. Okay. And then you did only use Depo-Provera brand, minimum of a year, and you did 4 injections. You did confirm all that. Approximately started using it 2/10/2011. To 4/12/2014.
Correct.
Correct. Okay. And then meningioma tumor. Again, I have your first name as Annalisia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Last name, Vanommeren.
Correct.
Okay. And then your social was 382-981330.
Yes.
Okay. Got your email, got your phone number, and then your residence was 8720 Catterbury Lane, apartment 11, Newport, Michigan. And that's in Monroe County, 48166.
Mm-hmm.
Apartment 11. Okay, perfect. And then we have Donald Streifit as your neurologist.
Yeah.
Let me see really quick. Henry Ford Health. Okay. I just wanted to see what who he was with. Henry Ford Health.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then he was your treating and diagnosing doctor. And then he treated you at Henry Ford Hospital.
Correct.
And no previous diagnosis of cancer. You were prescribed at Planned Parenthood on 4229 Cass Street, Detroit, Michigan. CVS Pharmacy in Monroe is what you use. And then Delamo Donna was your pain management and prescription providing doctor. You did go mm-hmm. through surgery, radiation, chemotherapy, immunotherapy, and pain management. And then you do have record copies of records. And then you put your emergency contact as your mom, who is Fanny Smith. Does everything sound correct to you? To what I said?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm going to do is the system's going to generate the documents, and I'm going to go ahead and go over them with you.
Mm-hmm.
You've used DocuSign before or no?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty self-explanatory. You're just going to want to follow the prompt. It's going to ask you to review and it's going to ask you to review and sign the documents. They should be coming to you shortly. I did text them to you because that is the easier way to open them. If not, you can open them through your email. But as you go through them, just make sure that your name's spelled right and your, you know, everything looks correct, okay? Also, it's going to ask you, you're going to have to draw it with your signature, press accept, and then tap the little fields where it's asking you to sign, and then press finish. You can put me on speakerphone if you need to. Also, I'm going to send you the attorney's information while you're doing that, okay?
Okay.
I sent you the attorney's information, but you can just ignore that text message right now.
Okay, everything's fine.
Okay, perfect. So let me go ahead and check it for you. And then, so once that's completed, what happens is it sends, you can download it, I think, on your phone, but you can also, it's going to send you a PDF file to your email for your record, so you'll have everything that we talked about. Also, just before we wrap up the call, because I don't know if you have to get back to work or whatever, I just want to emphasize, you know, how important you are in this whole process. I mean, basically, you know, ma'am, this is your case, and we can only help you if you are responsive when the attorneys reach out to you. Remember, it's going to be an illegal contract between you and the firm. It's really important you don't discuss the matter with any other law firm as they represent you. But what I did is I sent you the law firm that you've been assigned to. So somebody within like the next week or so will be calling you from either Pulaski Law Firm or with co-counsel Robin Law Firm, either one of those, so you're not confused, from a 909-906-3862 phone number, okay? So the phone number that I gave you, go ahead and save, and then also save my contact information so that you have it. If you have any questions regarding the case, you can contact me Monday through Friday, anytime, 8 to 5 Pacific Standard Time. So I'm 3 hours behind you, but yeah, you can call me anytime. Also, any documents that you can obtain to help support the case, I do recommend getting. But other than that, did you have any questions for me, or was there?
Nothing right now that I can think of.
Yeah, you kind of. I know it's a lot to wrap your head around this time. Yeah, if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to call me. I really hope that you get the compensation that you deserve. My sympathy goes out to you and your loved ones for having to go through all that. And I hope you have a happy holiday.
Thank you. You as well.
All right, ma'am. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.